Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Sachina Kirkenall and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I am actually running into an issue with my Facebook Live for some reason tonight, but that is okay. We're going to keep it moving and we'll get it up when we get it up. But thank you for tuning in to another episode with Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Sachina Kirkendall, and I tell you what, it is always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. And I will say it again, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I want to say, you know, I don't start to show off without prayer, so let me just go straight into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise that we may offer you tonight. And I give a hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you tonight, Lord. I thank you that as this show goes on, it is meant to be designed to who it is meant to be designed for. And even though I know the enemy is trying to mess us up right now, we know that you are the provider, you are our guidance, and you will guide us through this path right now. And I want to thank you for blessing me, allowing me to be the vessel here tonight to offer this message to who it needs to go to. I want to thank you for the person that you have for us to speak tonight and also the lives that this is intended to for it to meet. And with that being said, I humble myself right now. I humble myself and I put Sachina down to the throne of grace. And I also, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come up to right now. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors. I thank you for the guest that you have coming on tonight, that you touch him and bless him and his endeavors as you allow him to do your will. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, y'all know that I don't let anything get the best of me. So we're going to work this out and we're going to get this live on. But I want to present to some and introduce to others. Actually, you all hear me talk about my sponsor. And as I can't even begin to tell you what it feels or how I feel right now when I have, when God puts people in my path. And he is one of those people, I've known him for a while. He is a powerful, powerful, awesome man, human being, and he loves to serve the Lord. So I'm going to introduce to some and present to others one of my sponsors, Mr. Henry J. Middleton. Thank you for coming on tonight. It's a privilege and a pleasure to have you. How are you?
I'm good, Ms. Gina. How you doing?
I am good. My little Facebook Live is trying to be funny tonight, but we're going to get this rocking and rolling. It's not going to stop the show from going on. So thank you for thank you for coming on board, especially with the topic that we're going to be talking about tonight. But before we get started, I would like for you to answer three questions for me. Who you are, what do you do, and why do you love doing what you do?
Okay, first and foremost, that was a powerful introduction. But my name is Henry Middleton, and what I do is that I have a mortuary transport business and also a funeral home named Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Service. And my transport business name is Middleton Mortuary Transport. What I do, I transport human remains for different funeral homes. And as far as with my funeral home, I also bury loved ones. Why I love doing it is that this has also been a passion and drive for me for years. Even when I was a little boy, I always wanted to be in the funeral industry. So therefore, when I got older, I came in the funeral industry and worked in the funeral industry, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. 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 And why do you love doing what you do again?
I love doing what I love doing because I can meet with families. I can meet with families and see family at their lowest point when they love one transition. When love one transition, just to be a yes. Most time when someone transitions, families just want someone just to listen. And once they listen every day, listen, they tell about their loved one's life and about it.
Mm-hmm. You said something very important, and that is when they're going through a transition such as that. Because as human nature, we try to be that console. You know, we want to console and, you know, quote scriptures. And what is it that's important that they need to understand?
What important thing is that it's about the loved one. It's about the loved one and during a time of sorrow.
And I say that for a reason because, and I put an emphasis on it because people don't want to hear your opinion sometimes. Because sometimes the people we want to console people, we just don't know what to say. And we end up saying the wrong thing. And sometimes people just don't want your opinion. They just want your ears. They want your attentive listening ears.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
Yeah, because we're all guilty of it. I mean, every last one of us are guilty of it. But at times, sometimes you just don't need to say a word and just listen. And just listen. So it's funny that we're having this conversation tonight, hence the reasons why we're doing this, while we were doing this is because we find that, well, let me just do this, you know, with the business that you're in, what are some of the things that you deal with as far as why are you picking up remains? Does that
stuff
make sense?
I love you. Things that I deal with on a day-to-day basis is that families are not checking on a loved one. We in a season right now where it's Thanksgiving just passed, Christmas is coming up, and families are really not checking their loved one. That it doesn't take a lot to call a family member and say, "Hey, just call them, check it up on you, see how you're doing, is it that?" Versus they will wait the days and get a help from their family members. Then they decide that they want to say, "Okay, well, let me call." If they don't get a call, then they don't answer the phone. Then they'll come over, and when they come over, they see their loved one transition. And then basically just take a little time to check on your loved one, and because a lot of people do not do that.
Yep, exactly. So let me ask, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish and then I'll ask
you. Well, I thought about it.
No, I was just saying that, you know, you said that you have people who are not, you know, checking in on their loved ones. As a result of them not checking in on those loved ones, how does that affect you and what you do?
How that affect me is that just say for instance that someone don't check on their loved one for quite a period of time, and there are stages when someone transition, and the last stage of when someone transition is basically decomposition. And you know how some family members, they will want to see their loved one, but if it goes in that stage and everything that, then they can't have a service. They can have a service or they can have a service called a cremation or what they will say is that, okay, hey, you know what? I want to see my loved one, but I can't see my loved one because I haven't had time to check my loved one because my loved one's in this stage right now. That's how it affects me, that my heart goes out to that family, that you just can't.
Repeat that last part. But the last statement you said.
I said that affects me because they can't see their loved one and have a proper service, how they would love to have a proper service for their loved one.
That's interesting. That is interesting. I was reading this article today, and in the article it talks about, you know, when you have loved ones and checking up on them, and I guess the best way I can describe this is I look at Robin Williams. Are you familiar with Robin Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Robin Williams?
I am.
Okay. So never in a million years would I have ever guessed he would have committed suicide. Never. Ever. Someone could have, you know, if I didn't, you know, wasn't there to do it, to witness it myself. And to me, it just seems as if, you know, when we talk about people not checking in on their loved ones, we take for granted that people are okay. We take for granted that they're going to live a long time, when in essence, they're not going to live a long time. You know, we take that for granted. And as a result of that, we end up losing our loved ones sooner versus than we expected. And we find ourselves in a state of, I thought I had more time. But being in the in what you do, what is your take on that? Because we do take people for granted. And, you know, having a conversation, you know, we've had plenty of conversations before where we're like, you know, all they needed was someone there just to say that, you know, here we go. Okay, now I'm on Facebook Live. Just to say that, you know, hey, I'm checking up on you. When the title, let's go back to that title. The title, like, little time means a lot. Tell me about that. Can you expand on that?
Yes, little time means a lot. Let me say that. Yeah. I know that we busy throughout the day with our daily lives and going on and doing this and doing that, but you got to take some time. If you say you love someone, take some time just to say, hey, how you doing? Check up on them. My mind will just ran across you. I want to make sure everything is all right with you. Take a little time. As a lot of times we get so caught up and we don't do that. Now, as far as you ever heard the saying say that we just pilgrims traveling, we're not going to be here long? Have you ever heard that saying before? But with that being said, that what we're doing is that we're not here forever. And since we're not here forever, that we know how we come in the world. I always use this right here, that we are like a milk carton. Now, every milk carton, there's an expiration date, correct?
Right.
We know how we come in the world, but we don't know how we're going to leave out the world. So, with that being said, that a lot of people go through different things, and a lot of people cannot handle the pressure of life, whatever life tends to throw their way. Also, another thing is that so what they do is that sometimes they lead to suicide. As sometimes it leads to other things in life, in order to, because they say, hey, you know what? I don't want to be here no more. The weight of the world is on me. So since the weight of the world is on me, I can't take it. So they decide, hey, you know what? The best thing to do is just let me go in my life.
I want to talk statistics for a quick second because you deal with it. I would say let me ask the statistics first. About what is the percentage of bodies or loved ones that you end up taking as a result of it that you know, where people are not checking up on them, you know, people, you know, do you understand my question?
I understand. Me, I do removals majority every single day. And a lot of removals that I do is that it comes from people not checking on their loved ones. And far as, if I was to say far as a percentage as right now, is I would say at least 75% of the time in my line of work of what I do. Now, with that being said, that also I was reading something today, and it said that most people transition during the winter months. And now that we are in December, January, be next month, a lot of people transition during the winter because of it's cold. You got the elderly. They don't have the proper heating in their house. Sometimes they may transition while the heat, the kerosene heat is on, and stuff like that. So it's just not enough things for the elderly. And with that being said, now I know I got off topic, but I would say at least about 75% of the time.
Yeah, I was reading this topic. Let me see if I can get into it because I had to change my position on how I'm doing the show tonight. But since I'm watching this topic, when it talks about, you know, how we take people for granted and we think they're going to always be there, they're not going to be there. And sometimes we just kind of brush them off to, I won't say brushed off to the side, but it's basically taken for granted. And we find that people in general, I don't care if they're young or old, you know, are dealing with their internal health. That's probably the best way I could say that. And as a result of that, it ends up in a situation where your services are needed. Do you find that the older people or the younger people are taking their lives because of the lack of support or lack of people reaching out?
I won't say it's the best and the transitioning, but you have the younger ones transitioning too. And because at the end of the day, what I see it every day, that you have heard the saying that the child supposed to bury their mother and not the mother bury the child. And vice versa. And with that being said, that what it's doing, it's a lot what I've seen the mothers bearing their kids now. And so So I want to say, just in general, the older folks, but at the end of the day, it's all.
Right. I totally get that. Now that I got both my lives up, I was determined I was not going to give up. So now I can do what I really want to do. I'm in a position to do what I want to do. Okay, so I'm looking at this article, and in the article it talks about, you know, the importance of, let's see, checking in on your loved ones. And let's face it, we're all human. We're all human, you know. And as we go through this, you know, I want to know, you know, people who are listening out at the show, you know, how many of us find ourselves taking people for granted? I mean, I could tell you, I give you plenty of examples of myself where I felt like, I'll just check them out another time. And then I find myself where they were gone. I had a classmate. I remember, you know, he was, you know, and I had a situation where he was just tired of school. You know, we all knew he was tired of school, and he wanted to leave, and he was going to South Carolina State, and we were trying to convince him to stay in school and, don't go to New York. And I remember us spending time together. I still remember our last moment like it was yesterday. We went to go see the movie Total Recall, and you know, it was one of those things where, hey, I was getting ready to go back to North Carolina, go back to college, and he was going off to New York. And I was like, well, you know what, I'll just catch up with him another time. And then when I got back to my campus, and then one of my high school classmates who was going to college with me at the time said, hey, you know that Keith died. And I said, what? And the first thing I remember was, my gosh, I had the opportunity to say something to him or let him know when I was leaving, and I didn't do it. And I regretted that. But he was going through, and how he left this world was just totally shocking, because I think he was off the plane maybe a whole 24 hours before this event happened. But it just goes back to, you know, checking in on your loved ones, you know, not taking it for granted that they're going to be there with you. And it hurt. I mean, I'm trying not to get emotional about this thing, but it really breaks my heart when we're dealing with people, especially, I know I'm ping-ponging y'all, but it's just, I get emotional about this type of situation, because I have a grandmother. She's 92 now, and I cannot imagine my life without her. And I remember going through a phase where I wasn't communicating with her as often as I should. And it just dawned on me, you know, life is so short. And this woman raised me when I, you know, spent, you know, most of the majority of my life. But I think about, I don't know how I would be if she wasn't there. Now, I know we all got to go one day, but it's just one of those things where I became proactive, and I made a promise to her this, you know, this year and last year that I'm going to be more active in her life. So I'm saying all that to say, you know, when it comes to reaching out to someone, whether it's your elderly, whether it's your parents, whether your friends, whatever the case may be, you know, someone you used to be in your life, I'll ask you this question, Henry. How important is that presence? How important is to acknowledge or, you know, acknowledge them, people? Especially with
To me, it's very important. It's very important because, therefore, you can share a lot of memories, be at the active. If it was ever a time when it was transitioning and that, then you still have the memories of hey, I did this, I did that. Instead of saying, I wish I could have, should have, would have, and I wish I had time. But let me say, while you have time, because time don't wait on nobody. You could be here today and go on tomorrow.
Let me break it down.
You could be here today, tomorrow, the next minute, and the next second. You could be gone.
COVID is an example of that.
So, let me say that always cherish the memories, because especially around the holidays, because at the end of the day, that last year this time someone was here that you love. This year this time they not here. So
that's a
mouthful. So that means that so at the end of the day, that you people remember the time and cherish what happened last year until the day, and then around the holidays, people tend to get depressed because their loved one's not here. And since their loved one's not here, but what they do, they tend to fall back on the memories of the loved one, wishing and crying that their loved one's here. So while you got a chance, while you have a chance, go ahead, spend time with that loved one. Spend time with that loved one. Take time out your busy schedule. And we all got a lot of things we got to do, but take time and create that memory. Just how people have kids, they want to create memory with their kids. Create memory with your kids and your loved ones.
What would you say are important? I wouldn't want to go there just yet. I don't want to go there. What would you say are some of the causes for this to be happening right now?
Say one question one time. I'm sorry. Say a question one time.
That what would you say are reasons? That's what I should have said. Are reasons why people face this right now? Why you're facing, you know, the increase of bodies? Or what are some of the reasons? We know that, you know, the older people are is loneliness. You know, what would you say would be some of the issues with the younger people?
Issue for younger people. We live in today, and we live in a day society where things that happened years ago is totally different now. You have younger grandmothers. You have kids being moms and dad at a very young age. Also, with that being said, that you have how I was raised was when the street light come on, you be in the house. Now these days, you have kids at 12 and 13 at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. Just hanging around. And yes, they're trying to have fun, but yet sometimes what they do is that instead of having fun, they put the fist down and put up guns.
Uh-huh.
So when they put up guns now, they'd rather shoot first and answer questions later.
Back in the day, it was since you just got your beat down, you got your beat down and call it a day. Next thing you know, y'all being friends before it's all said and done. But nowadays, it's just like, you know, we just gonna shoot them up, pop them up, and that's a wrap. And it's like, you know, like you said earlier, society has really, really changed. And as a result of it, we start taking people and lives for granted. And as a result of doing all of that, you know, it's not the same. It's like the kids these days are definitely a different breed than the one that I grew up with or when I came along. And it's, I don't want to say it's values, but everything's incorporated by TV and radio. We all know that is the enemy's biggest playground that he uses to influence our people. We came from, you know, where, you know, it takes a community to raise a child to, I wish you would touch my child. You know, it's totally different now. Totally, totally different. And I think that as a result of that, that's why we end up in these situations where we're told where before everybody would get involved, like when it takes that community to try to resolve a situation. Now everybody just kind of minds their own business and let the chips fall where they may. No one takes accountability anymore when it comes to checking on your loved ones and even friends. You know, when you have friends out there that who are, you know your friends. I know my friends. I know when my friends are good, and at times I know when they're not good. And I'm always the friend of like, hey, how you doing? I was checking on you, blah, 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 blah. And I can hear it in their tones. I can automatically hear it if something's going down. You know, and at that point, you know, I've been guilty of this where I feel like I just need to offer my unwanted suggestions or advice. And then I had to learn that sometimes they don't want to hear all that. They just want you to listen. They just want you to listen. But, you know, even with my grandmother now, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and I was like, you know, I just, at this point, my grandmother's 92, and I'm trying to spend as much time as I possibly can with her, as much as I can. So I just think that we take life for granted. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I understand. And just like I said before, people take life for granted, and by people take life for granted, that
just be real.
Understand.
Be real.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Just be real.
People
about
really
it.
Don't. people really don't care about other people anymore, or they care about themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like me, myself, and I. And they'll do anything they can do, whatever they have to do to whatever message they can take. But in the older days, that yes, you did say that, hey, we will look out for each other. Now, today is really not that.
What do you think causes that?
Different generation, how you've been raised, how you were taught, and how you were taught, because the way my grandmother raised me it may be different from where how somebody else's grandmother raised me. Because as I stated earlier, that you have young grandmothers right now. And by you have young grandmothers, that they actually really don't know the wisdom from the older folks. And because the older folks have the wisdom, they give the wisdom and knowledge. But as you stated earlier, that we watch TV, we listen to TV, and a lot of TV is raising the kids right now. And you have grandmothers that's younger grandmothers right now that when apple bottom jean pants said, look at me. Look at me and look at this. Look at hey. But at the end of the day, but what kind of example are you setting?
You are absolutely
for
right.
Your kids.
But I think some of that comes from people having kids at a very early age. So we end up with these early grandmothers.
Correct.
Because it's babies raising babies, you know. And as a result of that, it goes away from that mindset, the values, and all the stuff that we were taught. Like, you know, I'm the class of 89. So my values from someone from the class of 96 may be, a little the same, you know, as far as the foundation, especially if you grew up in the Berkeley County area. You know, we were raised a certain kind of way. But nowadays, it's different. You know, when I look at just from my area where I'm from, the LBC, you know, I look at the death tolls and the death rates. And those who we grew up with as pillars of our community, they're gone now. I mean, they are literally gone now. And some of them live by themselves. Some of them live by themselves. So it's just one of those things where we just all have to take some accountability at some point, because honestly, each one of them played a part in my life. I could say that. So, but you do have some who they really just don't care. They really just don't care. And I just noticed, well, okay, let me stop sugarcoating. I can't sugarcoat no more. The truth is, because it bothers me. It does. We just take life for granted so much that we don't understand that we're in the last days, and I don't care what people want to try to deny or try to whatever. We are living in the last days of our lives, and we got to hold on to ourselves and wonder, where do we want to go when we live this life? Do you want to live twice or die twice? And then while you're living, how are you living? Are you doing what you need to do? Are you, you know, loving others like you love yourself, following the golden rule, you know, because I think a lot of that has to do with it. And also allowing our kids being raised up by these electronics and stuff. Now, I'm not going to say I'm innocent from it. I'm guilty because my son is, Lord knows, electronic down. But we just got to get to a point where we find a norm. One of the things I instill in my son is why respect is important, why loving yourself and then loving others is important, and also keeping that relationship with God, why is it important? And being grateful and thankful for those that God has placed in your life, because I tell my son, I'm going to love you to the end of my life, because I'm not going to be there for you for your entire life. That's definitely the goal, because I sure don't want to be burying my children. I want them burying me. So I tell them, you know,
that's the goal.
check, huh?
That was the goal. That's the goal.
We have to do it. We have to check in on people. We have to check in, even if it's as simple as, hey, how you doing? That's it. Never know, it could be brightening somebody's day. That could be the thing that they needed, that confirmation that they needed. But you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So we got to be careful of what we put out there, either we're feeding or failing.
You're correct. You're correct on that.
Feeding or failing. Yeah. I'm trying not to get emotional. That's on. This subject is just very sensitive to me because I think about my Uncle Joe, and he's no longer here. But before he left this earth, you know, he was suffered through COPD. And I remember he was walking with death at least twice in his life, and he overcame. But this third bout with it, it was just hard. And I still remember going to see him the week before I got the news. And he was like burning up. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with COPD, but it can be very special. He had a trach in his throat and all of that. But to see him, I couldn't do anything about it. It's like, do you want me to take you to the emergency room? He was like, there's nothing you could do. And he had the fan on and all this. It was just interesting. It was an interesting visit with me because it was my last visit. But I always kissed Uncle Joe on his forehead. That time I didn't do it. Now, I don't know why I didn't do it. I didn't do it. When I was coming back, something told me to come see him first before I went to my grandmother. And I'm glad I did. But I think it bothered me because I couldn't do anything about his situation. Because the truth of the matter is, he was a smoker, you know. His lungs were gone by that time. And when I got the news the week after that, it just kind of like made me feel some kind of way because I was like, you know, what could I have done to help him more? And the truth of the matter is I couldn't, no matter what I did. But I was happy to have the time with him when I did do it because I took him through his chemo. I took him through everything, but life is just so short. And I remember a time when I did, you know, I didn't come home as much because by that time I left to go to Atlanta, I didn't come home that much. So I wasn't as close because I really had to fall back because I was just the caregiver of like three people at one time, and it just took a toll on me. So I just went and shut down. But I say all that to say how important it is to be in contact, you know, even, you know, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, you know, even your enemies, you know, we have to love our enemies too. And trust me, I had to learn to do that. You know, even your enemies where you just have to extend the olive branch. You know, if you see your sister or brother hungry, you feed them, you know, because you just never know. Most of the people that give you a hard time, it's not you personally, it's something that's going on within themselves. And while we're there, I'm going to take a break, and I want to recognize my sponsor tonight. And I'm so happy because he's on the line with me. So I do want to recognize my sponsor, Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services, and you take it from there, Henry.
This broadcast has been sponsored by Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services, located at 463 Atlanta Street, Marietta, Georgia, 30060. If there ever was a time where you ever need us, you can contact us at 678-567-7512 or follow us on the web at www.paradisemcs.com. Dignified, respectful, compassionate service during your time and number.
Now, there you have it. There you have it, the sponsor here himself. I want to thank you. For those who are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Lucina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. The subject tonight is Little Time Means a Lot. and it really does. And what we're talking about is how important it is to stay in touch with your friends, family, loved ones, to check on them every now and then, you know, or if you can check on them more than that. Hey, June, I see you, girl. Wanda, I see you as well. Peggy, I see you. And you know Miss Carolyn, I love you, girl. And I see others on there, but I ain't going to shout you out until you give me permission to do that. But it's very important that we, one, we don't take our lives for granted, and then we don't take other people's lives for granted. Because sometimes I tell people, you know, people are walking around with beautiful smiles, looking and smelling nice, and got a whole bunch of stuff going on behind that background of a smile. So, you know, check on your people. Check on our people, because life is too short. And like we said throughout the broadcast tonight, you could be here today and gone the next. So that's very, very important. So now we talked about, you know, keeping up with our elderly, keeping up with our friends and families and stuff. So do you have any tips for those being in the business? You know, I want you to reintroduce yourself, because you weren't, the live is came on after your introduction. So could you introduce yourself again, Henry?
Yeah, my name is Henry Middleton, and I'm the owner of Middleton Motor Transport and Paradise Motor and Cremation Service from Marietta, Georgia.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, now let's get into, now we know some of the things or the areas of why people don't do it. Let's talk about ways they can improve. You pick up bodies every day, 3 or 4 times a day and or night, you know. What nuggets of wisdom that you provide or could you provide for those when it comes to giving more time or giving time to someone, to check on someone?
Nugget and wisdom that I can provide is call your loved ones. Check on your loved ones. Because they can be here today and going tomorrow. Just give them a call.
It won't take much to do that. Just stop by.
It's funny. Now, I'm going to be quiet so you can finish doing what you're doing. Go ahead.
I'm just calling to stop by. And because at the end of the day, that it can brighten up their day, and by brightening up their day, and they can feel like they're loved, they're being loved, because somebody took the time out of their schedule to check up on them.
And just kind of recapping some of the things that we said about why it's important, because we know that the death toll, you know, Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving is over left. Now we got Christmas. And this is when you see the most death. I was studying the subject for tonight, and it talks about when do you see the most death, and it's always around the winter time. And we, you know, Henry spoke about that earlier, about what causes, whether it's heating air, but it's mainly people not spending time with their loved ones. I think what's most heartbreaking for me is when I see people put in nursing homes and no one goes to check on them. That right there bothers me to the degree, to the highest degree. And I don't know what reason or whatever, and it's not for me to say, but I do know that, you know, just volunteering, going out to volunteer, doing different volunteering, it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. And getting involved and staying involved, you know, just to say that simple hello or send that nice little thinking of you card or sending that text like, hey, you were in my thoughts. And I do know that, you know, for me, and when I think about someone, dream about someone appears in my dream or whatever, the first thing I do is pick up the phone. If I don't pick up the phone, I will text. If I don't know their numbers, then I'll find someone who may know their numbers, and I'll be like, hey, well, how is so-and-so-and-so-and-so? Do you mind giving them my number or giving her my number? Have them reach out to me, because you just never know. When people are placed in your thoughts, in your dreams or whatever, it's for a reason. It's our responsibility.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Mr. Chandler.
Hello?
You're here.
I remember when my grandmother was in the house and in a nursing home, and it was a lady that was there, and she said that my kids just put me in nursing home and forgot all about me. That really broke my heart, and I'm like, nobody come and check them on you. See, when I was down in South Carolina, when my grandma was in the nurse home, I used to go by the majority every day, every other day, to check them on her, because at the end of the day, that you don't want to put your loved one in the nurse home and forget all about them, because that's when they start getting depressed. That okay, well, hey, my loved one don't want me around the house, my loved one don't want to take care of me or anything like that. So what they'd rather do, they'd rather throw me in a nursing home and to where they ain't got to be bothered with me. And that's when a lot of people tend to get depressed and everything. I told my grandmother, I said, hey, even though that we in a nursing home, you're in a nursing home, we got a lot going on, hey, I'm going to come out here, I'm going to see you every day. I'm going to see you every day, every other day. And that's what I did on such a transition. And just to see that lady, whenever I take my grandmother something, I always take her something to say, hey, you know what, even though your kid's not here to see you, come out and see you, spend time with you, hey, I got my grandmother's right here, I'm going to bring you something too. And that's how I do it. That's how I do it. And because basically, when I go in nursing homes, when I go to nursing homes and pick up someone, loved one, I'm looking at people, I'm like, okay, do they family members ever come and check on them? Okay, and what I did was I went and I met with a nursing home coordinator. So in 2 weeks, I'll be going to a nursing home and having bingo with the nurse and with the people in the nursing facility, just to say, hey, we having a game night, which you playing bingo, Paradise Mortuary is sponsoring it, so. Just to say, hey, you know, give them something to do, versus just sitting in the wheelchair, walking around, or just like, okay, is anybody coming to see me? And looking at the door. I remember when going to the nursing home with my grandmother, people would actually stand at the door to see if their loved one would walk through the door. And if you walk through, or their loved one walk through the door, you have a big smile. You don't know how you can brighten up somebody's day with a smile. So, just getting involved. Just getting involved. And I challenge to those that's listening that if you ever have any spare time, in your life where you're not doing nothing and you're bored, go to a nursing home. Play bingo, play cards with somebody. Because you don't know how you can brighten up that person's day.
I'm going to piggyback on that, because one of the things I like to do is I like to volunteer, and I always involve my children in what I do, because they have to understand that everybody don't have it like that. Everybody don't have it like you, you know. So what I love is, I agree, we went to a nursing home. My son was in this program where they were mentoring boys, and you know, we will go to the nursing home and we would just, you know, entertain them. And all they want is your time. That's it. All they want is your time. And it just brought joy, because I've done on several occasions when you just see when you first get there and then after they leave, the effect that time that you took out of your schedule to give to them, they're appreciative of it because you didn't have to do it. You know, and to know that that's probably the only attention that they may get, because their family, for whatever reason, is not there. So I agree. When if you have time, take the time out and be kind to someone. You know, I am notorious for the job that I do. I'm notorious for, you know, being a blessing for someone. I'm like, they don't need to know who it came from or whatever. Just know that it's taken care of. You know, I whatever way in whatever way that I do, and then we'll go out and feed the homeless, and we just take the time out because we have been blessed with so much. A lot of us have been blessed more than others, but we've all been blessed. And the thing is, we're blessed to be a blessing to someone else. And blessing can be in form of time, resources, and what else I was going to say? Oh, and finances. You know, we just have to take that time. We have to make that time because the truth of the matter is one day we're going to be old just like them. We're going to be old just like them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to be old like them.
And the Big Bang is saying that it's always good to help. I live by the motto, if I can help someone along the way, I know my living will not be in vain. Much
Amen.
Is given, much is required.
I
so,
like it.
And then I also look at this internet that I'll say, if I can help someone along the way, I know and that one day I may need help. So
mm-hmm.
while I can, let me help now. Because you never
mm-hmm.
know how you'll get your blessing.
And you never know
if
you're
come
in an angel.
Any shape, size, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And you're right. Because you don't know if you're, I've learned, you don't know, you never know if you're entertaining an angel. They just wait and see if you're going to do what you're supposed to do. I like that. Well, this has been an awesome show. I knew these things were going to go by faster than expected, but as you mentioned earlier about the nugget of wisdom, it's, you know, taking time out for people, and I'll just piggyback on that as well. Time is free, prayer is free, and it's powerful, but the thing about time is once it's gone, it's gone. I reminded of that movie, Imitation of Life. For those of you who are old enough to know what that movie is about or how old that movie is, you know, I'm always reminded about that movie. And basically it's about a mother and a daughter. She was black and she had a white daughter. And the daughter disowned her all her life. That woman ended up dying of a broken heart. And I will never forget the funeral scene. And if you're not familiar with it, YouTube it. And she hooped and hollered at that funeral. And all she kept saying, I'm sorry, Mama, I'm sorry. By that time, it's too late. That woman died of a broken heart because her daughter kept rejecting her. And I say all that to say, do not wait until you see somebody in the casket to be remorseful, or because when they're alive, give them their flowers while they're alive. Forgive.
Yes.
Forgive. Let me say that. Forgive. Forgive. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. And so you could take yourself out of bondage. Because forgiveness, unforgiveness is a bondage, and it will eat you like cancer if you're not careful. It is nothing that serious for you to go to your grave with, because you can go to hell for that too. Please know that. Take the time out and enjoy people. Give people their roses while they're living. Don't wait until they're dead and now you want to give some type of them a little viney plant or peace lilies. It's just not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. Yeah.
Right.
So,
and they all say, "Give me my flowers while I'm living, while I can smell it." And because, therefore, when I die, don't have all these flowers when I die because I can't smell it. While I'm alive, let me smell it while I can smell it.
You cannot enjoy it. So, with that being said, I want to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall, and before I leave, Mr. Henry, if they need to utilize your services, how will they reach out to you?
What they can do is that they can call the office at 678-567-7512, And somebody will be there to answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we go ahead and we'll serve you. If there ever was time, we serve you, we'll serve you.
Awesome. Well, like I said, I'm Katrina Kirkendall. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I will see you next weekend. I'm excited as the year is getting ready to come to an end. 2023, you all I'm going to say is strap up because this is taking off. I want to thank you all for who's always supporting, whether you're doing it live or whether you do it in the replay. It does not go unnoticed. I am very grateful and I am humbled to serve. That's all I've ever wanted to do is help people. And God's put me in a position where I can. And he's strategically doing a couple things for me. He's removing some things and people away from me. And then he's bringing in new resources. Because please know, I had to learn this the hard way. When God removes people out of your life, yes, it does hurt. But it's necessary for growth because everyone cannot go to the next level. When I start the year off in January, I'm so excited because I can't wait for the message that has been laid on my heart to talk to you all about. But I do want to let you know that I have an upcoming raffle coming up or giveaways coming up soon. Those of you all know, my son Chase. Chase actually came on the show with me, Henry, and just took the spotlight, honey. He just took the spotlight. But he is actually on his first movie. So I actually have tickets. I have a sponsor that actually one of my classmates, as a matter of fact, who actually is sponsoring tickets for the movie. So that will be coming up to give away. I have 2 free passes. I may have more free passes coming up. So be on the lookout for that because I'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. I will give you a heads up. You will have to know the history of some of the shows, and I will be giving out giveaways for that too. So just know that God loves you. Excuse me, I love you, but God loves you more, and I will see you next Sunday. Good night.
Good night.